Welcome to the Snap UK Podcast 7th Annual Draft Selection Evening Podcast. Woo! How many times can you get the word podcast into an intro when people have been laughing around the microphones? Plenty of times, that's how many. So, boys, everybody's got their selections ready for the evening, so I don't have to worry too much about what's going on, right?
Nope.
Wonderful stuff. So, as usual, all 32 picks have been divided up between the four GMs at the table. We start off trying to make sure no one has concurrent picks. That may change due to the draft situation. Everyone should have 8 selections to start the day. We have had a number of trades, which we will get to as we go through. This is not reflective of real life. This is just what our GMs would do to improve the teams they are GMing for.
Or to just fuck about.
Yeah, I was going to say, improve is a very strong word.
Okay,
deliver on chaos.
I nearly tried to get a double trade and get Justin Herbert to the 49ers, even though I don't rate Justin Herbert, just for shits and giggles.
I assumed John was going to get Bill Belichick back for the Patriots.
It was...
Nobody wants him.
I do.
So, we cannot have too much ado because we're already well behind from too much chatting to start with. There will be 90 seconds on the clock each time your selection comes around. Please feel free to not take the full 90 seconds, Paul.
I am ridiculously quick.
I will require that.
What about 90 seconds?
I'll have you know, if you listen back to our previous year's drafts, I draft quickly and efficiently.
I thought this was like badly. Snooker. I thought I could just call extension whenever I needed to. Extension. Yeah.
That'd be a better name for that hymn stuff, wouldn't it? Extension.
Ooh, nice.
Just saying. Right. Is everybody locked in and ready?
Yep.
Yes.
No. Well,
with the first overall selection in the 2024 Snap UK podcast draft.
I'm booing the commissioner right now.
Jim, the Bears are on the clock.
1 second gone, here you go.
Ooh, that was quick, even for you.
Speed. Specialty.
The Bears obviously choosing to move on in the offseason with the first overall selection from USC. They take quarterback Caleb Williams, hoping for a better version of Justin Fields.
Yeah. Not a lot you can say, really, is there? He's the best player in the draft, and also he's a quarterback, which the Bears have needed since 1950-something.
Sid Luckman.
Something like that. They've never had a 4,000-yard passer, or a passer who's thrown for more than 30 touchdowns.
Wow. in a league where that's become reasonably normal.
Yeah, I mean, that's it's a bar, isn't it? Which should be achievable if you have a top-class team.
Paul's Commanders are on the clock here. He has 43 seconds remaining. Yeah, I think the biggest thing for the Bears is not to let the quarterback down, because I still think Justin Fields is a winner in this league.
Well, the difference is, yeah, I think you're right. The difference is this time they've actually built a team around it, like bringing in Mike Williams. They've got a better defense now, so at least he stands a better chance than Justin Fields. Would you like me to pass that to you?
Paul's selection is in, and the Chicago Bears, Jim, are back on the clock.
We are back on the clock.
So
trade.
Yeah, this is a trade from the Patriots to the Bears. The Commanders with the second pick, the Washington, whatever the fuck it is now, take Dre May, quarterback from North Carolina.
So the interesting thing with this is, if you currently Google him, he shows us a quarterback for the New England Patriots because people have been messing with his Wikipedia page.
Is that why you picked him?
A little bit. This is one of those things where I actually tried to put myself in the shoes of the Commanders.
Why would anyone do that?
Horrible.
Yeah. You sexually exploited some employees.
I had to repress a lot of memories. But
did some tax fraud.
Yeah. Allegedly.
I'm not going to be here next week. I'm going to be in therapy, many, many therapy sessions. It's the first year of the new regime, so for me, Drake May is a very sensible pick.
I know, but you're still talking, but actually you're also on the clock with the fourth pick for the Vikings.
Well,
the third selection is in.
So the Bears jumped up from 9 to 3. They gave the Patriots the 9th overall pick and a first round pick next year. The Bears are following what the Texans did last year. They're going all in and selecting
Marvin Harrison Jr., wide receiver from Ohio, the best wide receiver on the board by a mile.
By a country mile. So to the point I made earlier, Caleb Williams has now got a stack of weapons to work with.
And I feel terrible that they're all going to lose out because they're playing for the Bears.
And this is also very unlikely to happen in real life.
That's not going to happen. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
The fourth selection is in the Los Angeles Chargers, John. You get to join in this game now. You are on the clock. The Minnesota Vikings with number four pick take Joe Mitton, the third Tennessee quarterback.
Shut up.
It feels like chaos.
Chaos!
Has started already. He's somewhat of an outsider, ranked at number 10 in the quarterback rankings.
You told me Paul, you didn't prep.
Paul, why do you feel this is the right quarterback for the Vikings today, other than you don't like the Vikings?
So, I don't... From what the research I've done, I don't particularly like the look of Jaden Daniels.
Okay.
Or JJ McCarthy.
Or Bo Nix.
God, it's almost like I've got other picks. I just felt for a team that has the ability to throw it long and a team that had such success with Dante Culpepper, he looked the most like Dante Culpepper to me. Just a quarterback who is able to throw it a country mile, throw it long, has long accuracy, and with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, he could have some fun.
That is some astounding bullshit, and he's doing that.
Utter bullshit.
You've picked basically Christian Ponder 2.0.
I look forward to him being the next Will Greer or being proven wrong.
This is the 2024 Will Greer.
You know when you said that the Marvin Harrison pit for the Bears was going to happen? What do you think is more likely right now?
He's gone early. John, the fifth pick from the Chargers is in, and that puts Paul back on the clock for more chaos.
You know what, I think
with the New York Giants.
I feel like Paul has done this just so the Giants get their pick of quarterback.
The Los Angeles Chargers with the number five pick take Joe Alt from, as John quite gladly puts it, dunno, tackle. Trying to keep Justin Herbert safe, are we, John?
Yes. If he's there, I think he needs to be kept upright.
Well, that's true. With the seventh selection, Jim, you are on the clock with the Titans. The Giants at number six, Paul is taking from LSU wide receiver Malik Nabbers. And I
Neighbors.
Almost read that wrong. Well, I nearly read Nobbers, so that's I've done better than I thought. Paul, do you not feel a wide receiver is wasted on a team with no quarterback?
I wanted the best wide out that wasn't Marvin Harrison, and I thought a bit of chaos before would enable the New York Giants to have that.
This draft is now utter chaos. You've just made my life really fucked.
Admittedly, in real life, I can see the Chargers trading down, and I don't think the Patriots would trade down either, but this is because... We're going to do it, and we're not the GMs. We are doing it because...
You don't think the Patriots will trade from three?
I've got three picks in a row. How have I done that?
You've absolutely balled yourself up. Yeah, you have. Yeah, you do.
I don't think they will. I think they'll...
geographically close as
I
well.
I didn't even know.
You have screwed yourself.
I think they should. The whole reason I traded down with the Patriots was because I think... It's about building choices for the years
it's
coming.
It's nothing to do with this year because we're going to have Bailey Zappe throwing to Paul.
It's Jake Biscuits, isn't it?
Maybe. Number eight, the Falcons. Gary, you are on the clock.
Whoop, whoop.
At number seven, the Titans select from Penn State tackle Olufashinu.
Awuga.
Awuga indeed. Tell me why.
Isn't that Chris Akabusi?
Because
maybe. It's all the same.
Oh.
Same
because,
show.
Joe Alt has already been taken, which is why.
Ah, okay. Fair enough.
I think Olufashinu, he's the second best tackle in the draft. He's also one of the youngest prospects in the 2024 draft. So he's got time to develop. And the Titans need a tackle because their offensive line is terrible.
Yeah, I mean, what are we really realistically expecting from the Titans this year? Because they have moved on from Derrick Henry. They'd move on from their long-term quarterback and replace him with someone who may or may not be the long-term quarterback. And now you're picking tackles to keep that quarterback safe. But
yeah. They've got two wide receivers now, Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
And they've also got that other guy they drafted in the first round who's been rubbish.
I quite like what the Titans have done this summer off-season.
I think a lot depends on Will Levis. If he turns out to be okay, I think the Titans might be all right.
He looked decent in patches last season.
We have to remember, this time last year, Will Levis was favourite to go number two in the draft.
And he's still a weirdo who eats skin on bananas.
Oh, hello. Jim, the Bears with their second selection are on. No?
Patriots.
The Patriots. John, you're in the game. Gary, the Atlanta Falcons take Dallas Turner from a place I'm not naming because I'm not allowed. Because he's playing with me again.
From Alabama.
So, yeah, tell me, why does that feel like the right selection for a team that's gone all in on Kirk Cousins?
Well, obviously, we know Kirk Cousins is a
shit player.
Good quarterback, isn't he? He's a top half quarterback. We'll see how he comes back from injury, but he's been good. So I think, you know, their defense is got to be a key point. I think he's probably the best there. You know, he could have gone for Byron Murphy, would have fitted their scheme as well. But edge rusher is such an important position in the modern game. So take the best edge rusher.
It's true. Speaking of back-to-back picks, as we were, John also has back-to-back picks here because he will soon hand this to me and then be on the clock with the New York Giants.
Jets.
With the number 9 pick John takes for the New England Patriots, Jaden Daniels, and wrote the same rude thing as Gary, quarterback.
LSU.
LSU. This
it's because Joe Milton wasn't available.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
This feels unlikely unless the Patriots take him at 3 in real life.
Yeah,
but I'd be fairly pleased with it. I, like Paul, don't think he's as good as he may be being touted to be. But
he's got a weird elbow.
He has got a weird elbow,
and also there's for someone who gets sacked a lot to go to a team where he's gonna get sacked a lot.
Yeah, well. We're just going to be bad. I quite fancied the idea of Michael Penis. I thought he'd be quite good for the Patriots. But John, are you about to hand in another selection? And then we get to the Gary-a-thon. Gary, you are on the clock.
No, he's picked first.
The New York Jets select Brock Bowers, again from a place I can't name,
Georgia.
Tight end. Yeah, that is not what he wrote.
No.
why do you feel a tight end is necessary here, John, for the Jets?
Because he's brilliant.
Is he brilliant?
Yeah.
Is he not?
I mean, admittedly, I wrote this down, and then I looked and thought, oh, fuck, Roma Dunze's still available. But I'd already written it down, so that was my own fault.
Is he not the next coming of Kyle Pitts, who hasn't been that
good? Yeah, but compared to Kyle Pitts, he'll have Aaron Rodgers. He won't have Marcus Mariota.
His first season, he had Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
that's true.
Could move.
So the Cardinals.
I don't think it will happen. I think sensibly they should probably take a tackle. But I think if they want to win now,
they need
Brock Bowers or a difference maker on their in the receivers.
The Gary-a-thon starts with the Cardinals at 11.
And we've accidentally put Gary into a John Gruden draft, yes, haven't we?
They take Byron Murphy from another place I can't name, defensive tackle.
Texas.
Someone else can talk about it because I'm busy.
Yeah, because, you know, you're on the clock and then on the clock. You're picking with the Niners next, which is, you know, your hometown team.
As well.
It is a trade as well from Denver plus Brandon Ayuk.
That's right. So Denver get Ayuk and they take the 31st pick and the 49ers come all the way up to 12 and pick someone else. But
so is Brandon Ayuk going to be any good with Zach Wilson thrown to him?
I don't know.
I'd have said not.
I don't think anyone's good with
Zach Wilson thrown to them. No.
Garrett Wilson was all right.
Yeah, it was okay.
Like they won games. They beat the Bills.
That's true. With the 12th selection, the 49ers take... Oh, I can't read your writing.
Talifuanga.
Is that what that says? I thought it was a Z.
It's a tap.
I'm sure you're spending more time making up rude school names than you are actually writing them.
Talisi Fuanga.
Okay. So presumably you're thinking Brock Purdy needs to not be drilled into the floor every 2 minutes.
I'm just thinking of those little guys in Men in Black who make the coffee.
The 13th selection, the Raiders, Gary, are on the clock. Don't want to put you under pressure here, but you are under pressure.
This has worked out well for the Raiders. They need a quarterback, and
There's a bevy of quarterbacks.
There's a top five quarterback at least.
We are flying here.
No, Joe Milton's already gone.
When we
there's four others in the top five.
When we get to the 16th selection, we will have a recap on where we are.
Yeah.
So with the 13th overall selection, Gary has sailed through. He's doing his little happy Gary dance. The
Las Vegas worked out nicely for me.
The Las Vegas Raiders take JJ McCarthy, Michigan's quarterback. Again, I think the Raiders would be fairly happy if they got him at that point in the draft.
Amazed, I think is the word.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen.
No.
Chaos started at pick. Oh, I was going to say chaos started at pick number three, but I'm pretty sure it got pretty stupid at pick number four. I don't know why.
Do you like your play recognition and your reading and your nice plays? I like a guy who could just throw long.
Whilst we're waiting for Griff to turn up.
Is this your Will Greer moment of this year?
No. Whilst we're waiting for Griff to turn up this evening, we're all going back over our past drafts. And Paul's like, I made some pretty good picks, didn't I? I got that one right. That was a really good pick, although I didn't get the team right.
John, you are on the clock with the New Orleans Saints.
And then I go and spoil it all by doing something stupid like Joe Milton.
I'm disappointed you haven't read out any of my school names.
I cannot read out such places as Dildo High, the Rampant Rabbit School, and Adult Toy Factory. If I read those out, that'd be terrible.
Amy doesn't listen to the podcast, does she?
I hope not.
I was a big fan of Dildo State.
John, I am going to need you to bleep that just in case she does listen.
Bleep what? After the show.
the word show. Dildo.
Saints, John.
Your own time, John. I mean, they need lots of things, the Saints.
Yeah.
John, I did three in a row without any of this kerfuffle. I'm just saying.
He looks under pressure as well, and his time's running out as well. And the selection has been lobbed across the table.
I think he's just spent all his time thinking about
school
names.
You are on the clock with the Colts. The New Orleans Saints select J.C. Latham from offensive tackle.
Alabama.
Why an offensive tackle, John, when the Saints need just so much?
They need everything, but their biggest issue last year was the fact that Trevor Penning's shit and also an arsehole, and they need to move on from him. And I think Ramchek's also injured starting the season. So basically they have so many holes. If I could draft a new head coach, I would as well. But yeah, sod it. If you've got a tackle there, go for the tackle.
So many holes. Jim, the Seattle Seahawks are on the clock for the 16th pick. Paul, the 15th pick is in. Rome Odunze, I cannot pronounce it.
Odunze.
There you go. I haven't been able to pronounce these names. This is a running theme for the seventh year from the Washington Huskies. Again, going for the next best available wide receiver?
Yes.
Hoping that Anthony Richardson is going to be able to recover and throw the ball down the field, I assume.
I hope so. I've had issues with the wideout depth for Indianapolis for a long time.
You're not a big fan of...
I've never been a fan of Pittman.
No.
And Odunze is a beast. So, yeah, that's what I'm going for.
Seems fair. The final selection before our mid-draft break to recap where we are is with Jim, the Seattle Seahawks. He's writing furiously. He likes to do it properly. It's going to be another one I can't pronounce. I can see it coming already.
Why do you not pronounce that?
Because I can't read anybody's writing.
Florida State.
It's Jared Verse out of Florida State. Seahawks improving on their defensive line again, mainly because their offense is going to suck.
I did think about taking a quarterback there, to be honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but then I thought, new coach, new defensive coach, he wants to build from the defense, from the front backwards. That makes sense for me.
I really like Sam Howell. I think he'll be decent there.
Yeah.
I like Sam Howe. Right, let's have a quick recap of the first half of the draft. We started off right at the top there, number one pick, Jim taking Caleb Williams and then Marvin Harrison at three, both for the Bears. Either side of Paul taking Drake May for the Commanders. Now, that feels like two teams who are completely resetting.
Yep, absolutely.
And it's probably the correct thing for both franchises. I just feel like all three of those players have been cursed already.
Yeah.
It's such a shame when you can see careers going down the pan before they've started. I would say Caleb Williams is nailed on to be the number one pick.
100%.
If the Commanders stay at two, is this what they will do?
I think they'll go Jaden Daniels.
You reckon?
Fits better with the Cliff Klinkernutz offense.
Nothing fits well with the Cliff Klinkernutz offense. We've just
betting now is going towards May.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's been Daniels. I just keep seeing Daniels, but it's sort of turning towards May.
In reality, the Patriots hold the third pick.
Yeah.
If the Patriots stay at three, any chance they take Marvin Harrison Jr.?
No.
No.
No, I don't think so either, and that's a shame.
It is a shame, but he'd be wasted.
They should. We then moved on to the Vikings, and Paul getting in on the action for the second time, and taking 10th-rated overall quarterback Joe Milton III. With the justification that he flings it. Yes.
This has done very strange things. Like, you know, you really wanted this fourth-round pick as well.
Pro Football Focus rank 217.
Yeah, but what do they know?
Exactly.
He's a poor man's Josh Allen.
Even John had it as the 154th ranked
player. I'll read out what they say. Milton has NFL-level tools.
Good, well done.
But lacks the processing instincts and accuracy to be considered a potential starter.
What did they say about Brock Purdy last year? 2 years.
That's true.
You've also got to remember, he's got the best wideout in football if he went there.
Marvin Harrison Jr.
Justin Jefferson.
yeah, sure. We'll see. We're not convinced by your selection.
Here's the thing as well. You have to remember, like, for quarterbacks, the success rate is insanely low.
It is at the moment, yeah.
It's really, like, if you go back to 4 years ago,
yeah.
Not only Trevor Lawrence is still on the team.
Too much expectation for too little time allowed under centre.
At least, I mean, let's not kid, it isn't going to be Joe Milton.
No.
But for the Vikings, they can have a year behind Darnold.
I think the tricky thing is when we do our draft, the times we do, like, so if that Paul had done that pick, there's no way the Chargers would have still been at five. No. Because someone would have traded into that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
We can only work with what's in front of us. Speaking of the Chargers, John took his first selection, and it was Joe Alt, offensive tackle from Notre Dame, determined as he is to keep his favourite quarterback upright.
I think that's a good pick in terms of what Jim Harbaugh's going to do.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a very Jim Harbaugh pick.
Protecting Herbert is going to be key. Yeah,
but then it also adds to the running game as well. That's what Jim Harbaugh is going to work.
Sure.
So Joe Milton in The Beast, the athletic one. Do you want to guess his NFL equivalent?
Jared Stidham.
I went with Christian Ponder. Go on, no, I don't know.
Logan Thomas. They reckon he'll eventually turn into a tight end.
Have you gone full Tim Tebow on us here?
And you all laughed. People would have laughed if I'd have taken...
Are you suggesting he's now a triple threat because he can be a tight end?
Milton has physical tools that scream first round pick, but he needs to develop. He's
sure.
It might be. This is one Farrow trying to partially back up another.
Let's move back to Paul again for his beloved Giants. Malik Nabbers. I'm sticking with Nabbers, the second best wide receiver out there. LSU, happy with this.
1,600 yards.
Yep. Great. Daniel Jones wasn't throwing to him. In reality, the Giants are surely going to look for the best quarterback they can get, right? You've got to do something else.
Nope.
No?
No.
Your team sucks. And that's coming from a Patriots fan who suck.
I know. I think they might be looking later in the draft at quarterbacks, something like a
Joe Milton in the third.
But yeah, even a Spencer Rattler.
Sixth round, something like that.
Imagine
if he's a tight end if he doesn't work out.
But yeah, it could be like a, if Penix drops or Spencer Rattler, something like that.
I don't think you should just drop Penix in like that.
No, you can't be dropping a Penix on people. That's not okay. Right, then, Jim, back in the fight there with Dallas Turner for the... Olu Fashanu for the Titans. Again, a team that's rebuilding for me. I don't actually see them being much use to anyone this year, if I'm perfectly honest. I just don't see it. I think Hopkins is on a downturn. I think the whole offense, as as is going to be shaken up by the massive departure of the running back. I just don't see it this season. I think the Jags and the Texans are both going to be far better than the Titans this year.
I think the biggest difference with the Titans this year is, like I said, they are actually building more weapons than just Derrick Henry. I think the downward trend of Derrick Henry last year was the fact that, A, that their offensive line was bad. They've improved that with Lloyd Cushenberry coming in, and now they'll get likely Joe Alt as a top tackle or a tackle. Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins are two legit weapons. Like, I think Calvin Ridley is the perfect number two to DeAndre Hopkins, and it all comes down to is Will Levis going to be good enough? So a tackle is the perfect selection for him.
It's certainly a good place to start. Then we had Gary with the eighth selection for the Falcons. That was Dallas Turner off the edge.
Yep.
Happy with that?
Yeah, I think that's pretty expected. They're probably like not the seven in front of them, but the Falcons are probably expected to get one of the top two defensive players in the draft. So which one do you pick? So
sure, absolutely.
Pick the one that you want for your scheme, because most, you know, there'll be more quarterbacks that go before that, I think. So
then at nine, John had traded down with the Patriots and took Jaden Daniels at quarterback. Now, if the Patriots do what I expect them to do, which is to trade down, I think they will do that. I don't think they're going to be picking quarterbacks. I think they're going to be picking whatever else they can get, and we're going to suffer through a year of Jake Biscuits and Bailey Zappe.
I don't think they'll be trading down. I can see them just accumulating picks, but it won't be for quarterback.
I'm not even sure we'll be in the first round. That's how many picks I think we'll be getting.
I think you'll be in the first round, but I agree. I've always said that this is the prime place to trade down. I don't see the point in putting a new quarterback in a scheme where it's just going to fail. Like, the Vikings is the perfect place for a new quarterback to go because of the good offensive line, you've got weapons, you've got a good play caller. We don't know what the Patriots are going
to
be.
We're the worst place for them to go now. We've got nothing.
So what's the point of wasting that pick? Use it, get some more draft capital or whatever.
That said, if Jaden Daniels was there, this is the thing you'd do. Yeah, absolutely.
You react to what's happening.
Sticking with John, the 10th overall selection for the Jets. Happy with Brock Bowers at tight end?
Yeah, I think he's a difference maker.
Are you assuming that Aaron Rodgers is going to play at least half the games this season?
You have to draft assuming that your best players are going to play. Otherwise...
Because my money is on him not making it through the first game again.
I mean...
Because it'd be better.
He's supposed to be a good mix, isn't he, between Brock Purdy and Dane Bowers? So you've just got
four. You're out of your mind.
No, please don't. It's not. That's not okay.
But yeah, he's.
No, don't celebrate that. That's terrible.
He's a very exciting player.
Then it was the Gary triple header: Byron Murphy to the Cardinals, Talisi Fuaga to the Niners. And then JJ McCarthy to the Raiders. This, for me, is a great trio of selections for a man who turned up completely unprepared.
Do you know what? It just
and hungover.
Do you know what? It just kind of fell into my lap, really. Like, it was mad. Like, Paul caused such chaos. There was all these players available. I was like, ooh, who shall I pick? So, I just don't see that being able to happen. I think the Raiders, you know, they would love a quarterback, but they probably haven't got, unless they really want to push it, the draft capital to move up. They're going to probably try and.
I'm telling you now.
I reckon they'll go for Penix.
I think they'll take Spencer Rattler.
I think they'll take Penix in the first round.
I reckon they might take something 13 and then trade back into the first round.
Because I haven't had the conversation with you. Michael Penix is indeed a first round talent, right?
Yeah.
It's just the injury history that's the problem.
He's got 6 round knees.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's fine. I've watched him. He's one of the few players I've watched, and I think the delivery is brilliant.
Yeah.
It's whether or not he makes it through 5 games is the problem.
One of the only abilities that really does shine through into the pros is injury history, which is a shame, because he is exciting.
I love it when I look up at the draft board there and I realise I've not picked out this name before, and there's Ladd McConkey.
Yeah.
What a name. Right, after the Gary triple header, we went back to John taking JC Latham for the Saints. Another tackle.
Yeah.
Again, filling many, many holes at the Saints.
Admittedly, at that point, I'll take the best player. The best player probably is Robert Dunze, and they don't need him. because they've got. So I thought, fuck it, I'll take Latham.
Speaking of Roma Dunze, he went next with the board 15 to the Colts. Paul wanting to finally put some decent weapons at the Colts.
Correct.
And again, assuming Anthony Richardson is going to come back and be the player that he was to start last season, yeah, my money is on him being
lightly injured.
He's going to be the modern RG3. That is where his career is headed.
But those brief moments where he's available are going to be wonderful.
The final selection in the first half of our draft, Jared Verse to the Seahawks. That was Jim. Best edge rusher remaining on the board at this point?
Yeah, well, I think Lata is probably the best edge rusher, but he's got injury histories as well, in that he retired and came back.
That's an early retirement for anyone,
yeah,
really.
Yeah, he had a neck issue in college, retired. Got a second opinion. He said, no, you can carry on playing. And he went back to play. I don't like that.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Okay, well, then we will take a quick break here and we will resume with Gary and the Jacksonville Jaguars in 2 minutes. And we are back. The 17th selection, the Jacksonville Jaguars, is Gary. He's not on the clock because he's prepared himself during the break. So the 18th selection, the Bengals, John, you are on the clock. The Jags take...
Terry and Arnold.
Terry and Arnold.
What was his nickname, Griff?
I can't.
You can't say two people.
Terry and Arnold.
He's got a middle name as well.
Conjoined twins. As well. Cornerback. So,
where's he from, Griff?
I cannot possibly. So you feel the Jags need to work on their defensive side of the ball this offseason, yeah?
Well, look, they're all in on Trevor Lawrence. They keep giving him as much as they can on offense, and he will continue to be disappointing. So you might as well strengthen the defense.
Yeah.
Our defense wasn't good enough last year. They gave up too many points.
Yeah. They did. I'm still not sure what I think about Trevor Lawrence. I think he's there in flashes, but he lacks consistency.
I can't believe it. That was quite a good school I came up with then as well.
It was. I'm not reading it out, though.
It's the school of hard cocks.
That is good.
The 19th pick are on the clocks, the Los Angeles Rams, Paul. The 18th pick, the Cincinnati Bengals. It's another one I can't pronounce. Laitu Latu. Is that close enough?
No, that's not bad.
From Adolf Hitler U, apparently. Edge Russia.
That's your fella who retired.
Yes.
Yes.
So you feel that retiring and coming back is a big red flag?
It is a big red flag, but the Bengals just have nobody who makes any sacks on that team. So they just need a...
They need a sack master.
They need a difference maker.
And, they do.
If you consider that the value of the player... is of the first 5 years, he can last that, I'm sure. Fine, great.
I've just spotted on the giant board there, Joe Milton's difference of position in average selection is 150 places more than he should be going. That's amazing. The next biggest gap is nine places.
Until now.
Oh, no. So the Los Angeles Rams with the 19th pick take Chris Braswell from Alabama, edge rusher. You want to give me a reason for that?
Just from what I saw from research, he didn't start all of the games for Alabama, but his record, his sack numbers, he led Alabama in forced fumbles. He just seemed like, and also he had a block kick.
Okay.
So he just seemed like somebody who could kind of fit in anywhere across the defense and just seem like an absolute beast. And I felt they need more on defense. And
more on?
Yeah. I'm not available. So they've lost probably the biggest piece you could lose in a defense. So let's just get them something and a stud that could play anywhere.
Just going to put this out here. I'm on the clock with the Steelers. If anyone wants to trade up, I'd be looking to trade down. Whilst you're talking, Griff.
Yeah, no, that's fine. That's a good shout. I haven't heard anyone muttering about trading with you, but, if you're throwing it out there, is anyone in particular you've got your eye on?
My Buffalo Bills might fancy a trade-up.
Yeah, what are you going to give me?
Big hug. Okay, so...
Something a bit more tangible than a big hug.
A really big hug.
Your first and this year's fourth?
A first and a third? Or first and next year's second?
I'll take that.
There you go.
First and next year's second to move from 28 up to 20. John signing in. John, I hope you've got a plan here because now you've put yourself under the cosh with the clock.
One second, I've just got to change
no,
the...
No, John.
Changing the draft for us as well.
No, no, well, he has on the clock, bitch.
He has more than one job, this fellow. He's flying.
So,
with the 20th selection, bear in mind, Gary, you are now on the clock with the Dolphins at 21.
Depends what John writes.
I know. Well, that's the whole thrill.
He should be on the clock till he gives his pick in.
That's true.
But we have to keep
so
it
not
moving.
Not on the fucking clock.
We have to keep it moving. Otherwise, we never go home.
Honestly.
And I've got a partner at home who's crying because of Everton beating Liverpool.
It's got to be a wide receiver, right? It's the Bills. You trade it up from there.
As it, so. Who would you trade up for that you would give up that much for?
Yeah, I would have done that as well.
Yeah.
So the Bills at 20 take Brian Thomas from Big Dick State. It's wide receiver. This is exactly what the Bills should be doing, although I don't think they'd give up that much to do it. But I think trying to get a wide receiver before the top four or five go off the board is the best thing they can do.
There's
got to replace Diggs, right?
Yeah. And you could stay, and chances are, you look, I think there's quite a few teams there that would probably take a wide receiver, so might as well just get ahead of them.
Sensible.
And, the thing with the Bills is they need so much, but... they might be able to get defensive line tackle in the next round.
Their Super Bowl window has closed now, right? We're fairly sure?
No.
You don't think?
Yes. No.
I think it has. I'm with
you. You've got Josh Allen, you've got a Super Bowl window. I'm not saying it gets smaller. It's smaller than it was, but yeah.
I
think...
He's not great with small windows, is he?
That's true. The 21st pick with the Dolphins is in. John, you are on the clock with the Eagles when I tell you...
Fuck it now.
That the Miami Dildos take Graham Barton... He's a centre/guard. The rest of it is very inappropriate. So, John, you are on the clock. Then it's Gary and Gary.
Yeah, look, I think that's a good pick. Got to still keep Tua upright. He can play multiple positions. Always a need.
I didn't hear... Sorry, I'm doing the board, but I didn't hear what he picked.
Graham Barton.
So you can't take Graham Barton.
You can take anyone else.
Anyone else, but not Graham Barton.
Oh, can I take Caleb Williams?
Again,
I mean, he's tried to trade Ayuk twice.
That's true. I'm still laughing at Terry and Arnold.
that's my
favourite joke so far. Paul, I was thinking further to your attempt at making an all innuendo draft. There's Ennis Rakeshaw Jr., which looks a lot like penis. you could have taken him as well. Everyone
Gary,
else.
Gary's got another little run coming up, hasn't he?
He has. It's a double Garying
double
in a minute.
Gary,
you'll be on the clock shortly with the 23rd pick for the Cardinals, with the 98th pick of the draft, or whatever they've got. The Philadelphia Eagles take Quigon Mitchell. I'm not telling you the state he's from. Cornerback. Pretty sure he doesn't suffer from a prolapsed anus. So I'm not sure what to make of the Eagles. Somebody tell me why the Eagles wouldn't be one of the top three or four Super Bowl contenders again.
Because their secondary sucks, and that would help.
Yes. So, but isn't that the same problem they faced last year?
Yeah, they did win the Super Bowl.
No, but they were still in the discussion.
Exactly, right, yeah. Okay. So I think there's various options you can take. I think you look at it, they need a centre, obviously, but you can get that later. Just take the best secondary option you got. It was him. I think... It would be him or Nate. Is it Biggins? Nate Biggins. Yeah, Nate Biggins. But yeah.
Wiggins.
But yeah.
You can take Biggles.
Nate Wiggins.
Biggins.
I need some selection sheets, boys.
Has anyone got any selection sheets?
Christopher Biggins.
Yeah.
Well, there's a name I didn't expect. Is he in the top 200 players? The Cardinals take Nate Wiggins, Clemson. Talk about something rude. cornerback, again, another team that really have got some big holes to fill all around.
Yep. Yeah, look, I think, you know, the good thing about trading back for them was that they could really kind of, you know, look at all different positions, couldn't they? So, you know, fill those holes in all different ways. So you're going to leave pretty satisfied, aren't you, with that many chances and that many attempts.
You are.
One of them's gonna hit the right spot, isn't it?
You've remembered that you're on the clock again with the Cowboys, Gary, yeah?
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely haven't forgotten that. Just checking.
John, help me.
I'm so sorry. Is that a reverse cowboy?
Still laughing at Christopher Biggins. I can't believe he got mentioned.
Nims.
I'm on it already.
Oh, I
so.
Oh. Amarius Mims.
I was already right. Amarius Mims for
tackle
the
from Georgia.
For the Cowboys. So, okay, Gary, tell me why.
Well, obviously, Tyron Smith is now at the Jets.
Which is a massive signing for them.
And Jim sent me a message earlier with a crib sheet, which told me that they need to sort their offensive line out. So
they really do.
And he does look like the best one left on the board. So,
Again, further to the question I was asking about the Eagles, the Cowboys, are they not further away from a Super Bowl window this year than they were last year?
Yes. They're paying Dak more money.
If it makes you feel good.
They've done nothing.
Jerry Jones came out today and said they're picking 24th. Because they were the 24th best team last season.
I mean, that does make me feel better. Yeah, absolutely. Jim, you're on the clock with the Packers. Paul, you are next up after that with the Bucks. So for the 25th pick, Jim is scribbling furiously. Now, the Packers, what sort of holes have they got to fill?
They've done really well, I think, in the offseason, actually, the Packers. I think they've made some good moves. You know, Jordan Love's better than we all thought he was going to be as well,
that
which
is
helps
true.
Them. So take the best player, didn't you, this time of the draft?
I think they were famously good at when Rodgers was there.
But Rodgers is gone, they can do what they want now.
That's true. Well, according to Jim, they take Troy Fatuanu. From Washington. He's a tackle.
Isn't that where Truman wanted to go on the Truman Show? Or where, like, in Shawshank Redemption, meet me here, Red, in Fatuanu.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's just about. So, again, this is about keeping Jordan Love under less duress.
They need to replace some
Bakhtiari. He's not been fit for years, but that's a...
Was it Bakhtiari and Bulaga, wasn't it? They were the great tackling pair. The Bucks have already made their selection for 26.
Oh,
so,
shit.
Gary, you are on the clock at 27. Paul takes Cooper DeJean from... I'm not reading that out. Yeah. Cornerback, another cornerback, a run on cornerback / safety position.
They've had some big losses in defence.
They have.
He looked like a really good player from the reset.
Defensive-minded head coach as well. I actually think there's a chance that might happen. That might be a thing.
That might be a thing.
Nearly every mock draft I've seen has him going the pick above.
Oh, really? Well,
I'd say the Bucks would go for an edge rusher, but all the best ones are gone. So, yeah. Cooper DeJean is the best option, I think, for a defense.
Yeah, I don't actually mind what the Bucks are doing with their team.
Offensively, though,
keeping Baker was the sensible move. I really think
it was.
They were better than we all thought they would be last year, right? Like, they really were. I like the coach, even though his record isn't amazing across his tenures on different teams. I like what he does. And I don't actually think that they've dropped off hugely from the Brady years. It's just they had so many big players leave because Brady's gone.
Evans as well, remember?
That's true. They don't need offensive work because they've got Evans. They've still got the other one, Godwin. No one's picking a running back in this first round, which is what they could have some help with.
It was a mind change in this one.
But yeah.
Oh, the Cardinals select Michael Penis Jr., a quarterback. So, is this assuming that the other fella there is rubbish? Because he is rubbish.
Well, look, I think he's injury prone, isn't he? So that's the thing, he's injury prone. And Penis Jr. is still there. So.
Yeah, I like it.
Take a chance on it. So.
This was Gary's last chance to say Penis Jr.
Yeah. I really like it.
Do you know what? I was between that and the wide receiver. I nearly took Ladd McConkey. But so they were both great names. It wasn't to do with the
I don't know why that name is funny. That name is funny. Yeah, it is. It is. There's something funny about
Lad.
About the word McConkey.
So I nearly went for Lad McConkey, but I just thought, do you know what?
I can tell you why. Jim, you are on the clock with the Steelers at 28.
I'm totally convinced.
I reckon if you had Penix and Kyler Murray, you could get a 17-game season out of both of them.
Yeah, but that's my point. It's like, I just think, you know, Murray is injury-prone.
And
new
rubbish.
Coach isn't totally convinced. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought, do you know what? He's there. He's a late first round talent. Why not have
get your fifth year as well?
You can get rid of Murray if he's, you know, try and move on from that contract. knowing you've got some sort of backup. So that's Paul, why I did it.
The Lions are on the clock at 29. The Steelers at 28 take Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon State, center.
Oh, nice.
I like this.
Yeah. Well, they've got new quarterbacks in town. The running game has been bad, but I don't necessarily think that's on the running back. I think that's on the offensive line. They need a new centre. I think that solidifies that offensive line, and they actually get a little bit better on offence.
God, you've never picked this late in the draft before,
John. I know, I'm always one that...
You've got three out of the last five.
Yeah, I'm normally one to sit back and...
The Steelers, they get the best out of Russell Wilson? Or do they end up going to Justin Fields after eight games?
They've already said that they're not going to take the fifth-year option on Justin Fields, so
he's there for a year.
He's there for a year. Doesn't instill me with confidence that they think he's that good. So yeah, I think they
is he just there to Wilson. Is he just there to trade on again?
Yeah, basically. Potentially. If someone gets injured, he's a genuine potential for trade.
Sure. Paul, the Lions on the 29th pick. Jim, you're back on the clock with the Ravens at 30. The Lions are taking Kool-Aid McKinstry.
You just did that for the name.
My name is Michael and I suck dick state. He's a cornerback. Did you just want to do it because his name is good? Or
he's also a really good player from a really good system.
Okay.
So earlier this year, he was drafted. He was predicted top five. He's a very, very good player.
But why the massive drop then?
Because it seems every team was wanting to have a run at quarterback.
Same as they always
do. Hard to have a really solid bet on Kool-Aid, isn't it? You never know.
If you're going...
Oh, yeah!
Jim, you're still on the clock at
the whole point of the draft is the positions that go high are the positions that don't come up in free agency.
Yep.
And you don't get good cornerbacks come up in free agency.
That's true. The Ravens are taking Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver from Texas. I think this is a good shout. I actually quite like Adonai Mitchell. He's one of the few players I've seen on film. Why him over, I don't know, Roman Wilson, Xavier Worthy? What makes Mitchell stand out as the best of the crop that are left in that wide receiver category for you?
Xavier Worthy is like the next John Ross, just because he ran fast doesn't make him the best wide receiver.
But John is going to cheer for him for years.
Yeah, absolutely. I think Mitchell is the best wide receiver left on the board.
Not Ladd McConkey.
No, I like Ladd McConkey. I think he's great, great route runner. I think he'll do well. But I think Adonai Mitchell just brings is a bit more physicality to
him. How many wide receivers do you think will go in the first round?
How many have we got? We've got one, two, three, four, five. I think five to six is quite realistic.
Not seeing a running back this year at all, have we? Not
there are. I don't think there'll be a running back.
John, the final selection is on the clock with the Chiefs.
I don't think there'll be a running back until round three.
Yeah.
Broncos for Jim are taking Bo Nix, quarterback out of Oregon. Again, I think this is possible if the Broncos were this low that they would go for a quarterback.
I think if the Broncos stayed at 12, this could be a possibility.
You think they take Bo Nix that high?
Potentially. If the quarterback you fall in love with is there, why risk trading back? I traded back because I got a good deal. I got a first round and I got Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, you've got to remember the Broncos do have Brandon Ayuk in our reality. Yeah,
that's true.
And now I've taken who I think is the best quarterback fit with Sean Payton. I think he'll start. Zach Wilson will back him up and now he's got Cortland Sutton, Brandon Ayuk, and a decent offensive line.
Yeah, I think those are fair shouts. Okay, so, John, you have the Chiefs with the final selection. Now, Chiefs, it doesn't seem to matter what you do. You've got Patrick Mahomes. You can do what you like. So, throw a dart at the board. Who are you going to take? Is it going to be Tyler Nubbin? Cole Bishop?
Ladd McConkey.
Ladd McConkey.
Well,
Mecky Wingo. Like, who do you fancy? With the 32nd selection in the Snap UK podcast 2024 draft, it is indeed Ladd McConkey. Well done. And is this because you just feel Patrick Mahomes needs more weapons?
Yeah. Effectively, I keep seeing...
Is it because Rashi Rice might be in trouble?
Rashi Rice might be in trouble. I keep seeing him linked with Xavier Worthy, but...
He runs fast.
He runs fast. They've already got Hollywood Brown, who runs very fast and earns more money. So why don't have someone who
can catch the ball.
Can catch the ball, and McConkie seems. I think he will be very late first round, maybe early second round, but it would make sense for the Chiefs.
So it's a good shout. So we need to recap from 17 down. Gary, you started the second half of the draft and took two players, Terry and Arnold. Happy with those choices?
Yeah. Do you know what? Like, if I'm honest with you, I've been happy with my entire draft. Like, it's gone very smoothly. So, yeah. I think
make sure you give yourself a pat on the back. Just tell me about Terry and Arnold.
Well, I know more about me than I do about him. So, but look, I think he's a good cornerback. Like I say, I think the Jags need to take pressure off Trevor Lawrence and they need to concede less points. So it's not all about Trevor Lawrence and the arm and throwing the ball 50 times a game.
True.
So they can put him in better starting positions so he looks better.
John, the Bengals at 18 took Laiatu Latu, edge rusher from UCLA.
Yeah, I just...
No regrets about this pick?
I was sort of hoping that someone was going to come in and offer the Bengals something for T. Higgins because they'd have to pay a draft tax. But because they've still got T. Higgins, they need defensive help and they don't get enough sacks. And you can also probably go with a tackle. I think they brought in Trent Brown already, but, you know, seeing as Borough always comes into the season injured... probably helps to have more offensive line help, but I think defensively they need more. They'll be one of the ones that go earlier, I think, for a running back maybe because they don't have a lot to replace Mixon.
No, and actually he was carrying that team more often than you think. Next up off the board, another edge rusher, Chris Braswell for the Rams for Paul, replacing some of the production from Aaron Donald. Different slight position, but you know they've got to get some sacks from somewhere, right?
Yeah, high sack numbers for a good college, so that's why I took him.
I think
it helps Kobe Turner as well, doesn't it?
Exactly,
it does. John, back to you with Brian Thomas, wide receiver LSU for the Bills, the Buffalo Bills. There, what do you think? Is this the Stephon Diggs replacement?
It helps. It might just be the Gabe Davis replacement or whatever, but they still need to replace. They've gotten fucking nothing.
I like Brian Thomas as a player.
I think Brian Thomas will be good. I think if you're going in as a young wide receiver to play with Josh Allen is exciting. But they still need so much. They've lost a lot. And but at the moment, I think me and Jim talked about the other week. Like they've got a load of like wide receiver threes. And
Devontae Parker and friends. Gary, over to you with Graham Barton.
I think like the Dolphins are another team that have got to work out how they get to the end of the season in a better place. And, you know, I think Tua was better last year, missed less time last year, didn't he? And I think they, you know, put in somebody who can play two positions onto that offensive line. You know, the running game was good for the start of the season in Miami. They need to keep it good, but they should be contenders, Miami, with that squad, you know. And so,
yeah, they should.
I think. They haven't got gaping holes, have they? So you're just trying to find the right pieces. So good player, flexible, not an easy position to fill.
I see them going edge.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think they're another one that looked to the defensive line.
Just only because the players they've got are good, but they're injured.
But look at the way the ball's fallen, unless Gary had traded up quite early on, I think they're all gone.
Yeah. Maybe Chop Robinson.
Yeah.
I thought about him, but...
That's probably they have two
holes. It's the offensive line and the defensive line. Admittedly, two big holes, but yeah.
Chop Robinson is probably the biggest player we've not drafted.
Yeah.
John, back to you with Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback from Toledo for the Eagles. As you said, they really need to improve their secondary if they want to keep their Super Bowl window somewhere attainable.
Yeah, and very Eagles-ish. What has happened is... a really good player has dropped in the draft and just become available later on because they're zigging whilst everyone's after attacking talent. This year the Eagles are after defensive talent, so a bloke who's probably quite high up ends up falling to the Eagles because that's what happens to the Eagles. you know, and everyone calls Howie Roseman a genius, but it actually, you know, it's just luck. But yeah, their secondary's been shit for years.
Does everyone call him a genius?
quite a few people do.
Okay, fine, fine.
No, whether you agree or not, but yeah.
You can make an argument for it based on
what the
Eagles have done over the last few years, yeah.
He does do well.
Sure. Back to Gary, for both the Cardinals and the Cowboys, you took Nate Wiggins and Amarius Mims, cornerback and a tackle for your two teams.
Yep, so obviously with the Cardinals, obviously that was their second pick, so it already added Byron Murphy for the defensive line, so... I thought it was a good choice to kind of add some depth in the secondary as well. You know, it's just so bad last year, weren't they, defensively?
Terrible.
You know, people were putting like 35, 40 points on them weekly. So you've got to start from the rebuild from somewhere. Defensive coach in there now?
Yeah.
So you'd think that they're going to have a bit of a focus on kind of driving that kind of mantra. So I think that makes sense to them. And again, another very good player still left on the board, although... Like I say, I would have taken Mitchell if he was still there. I'd started writing his name out, and then John ruined my fun. And then, you know, the Cowboys, they've got a bit of a gap there, you know, on the offensive line. You know, it's all the money they've spent on, you know, on Dak. They've got to try and give him the best opportunity of doing something, haven't they? So their defence was pretty good. Obviously, you know, coaching changes, all that sort of thing. We might see a bit of difference, but offensive lines are... big issue for the Cowboys. So,
oh yeah, definitely.
Took the best one left.
Jim, tell me what difference you feel Troy Fantuanu is going to make. Because
Troy Fantuanu,
that's him. That's the fella.
I think it might not make a big difference based on last year, but that if you didn't have him and you didn't have David Bakhtiari on the line, then that would be an issue for someone who still is a relatively young quarterback. Yes, he's had a good season, but.
Good O-line good makes the running game better.
Makes the running game better, makes the quarterback better, makes everything better.
Fair enough.
Get stronger there. And that's what the Packers do. They don't go and draft wide receivers or all that, all kind of skill players. They find those late in the round, and they're very good at it. They draft the trenches, and that just follows that remit.
Paul, Cooper DeJean for the Bucks. We said they need to build... on their secondary, but overall they're a decent looking team. You feel this is the correct move?
Just the best player available, and I genuinely feel he's the best player.
Fine.
I wish I could give you more analysis.
No. I like it. I like an honest bit of analysis. It's a bit like Gary's about to tell me, as he already said, you've got to draft a quarterback here because Kyler Murray is injury prone and useless.
Exactly. Yeah, like I say, I think it's just you've got a new coach. They want options, don't they? They want options. They want to have their own people. If they're not too happy with, you know,
got to have their own
with
penis.
Murray. Yeah, they want to be able to have their own penis and use it how they want. You know,
their junior penis.
You know, I don't know if you can say that.
I'm moving from penis to Johnson. Jackson Powers Johnson, Jim at the Steelers. Happy with this still?
Oh, I'm really happy with this. I think he could go a fair bit higher. Eagles perhaps could be looking at that as a direct replacement for Travis Kelce. I think for the Steelers though, it improves the running game. He's a Powers Johnson, very kind of, you know, blue collar type, gritty interior offensive lineman. I think he'll fit in well in that Pittsburgh locker room.
We didn't long ago draft Kool-Aid McKinstry, but Paul, no second thoughts there at cornerback.
No, it's a position that with Chauncey Gardner-Johnson going out for Detroit. It's a position they're in need of. And
you feel he's a day one starter, no questions?
Yeah, I do. And, you know, this is a position they've tried to fill previously with Jeff Okuda.
That went well.
Yeah, it went terribly, didn't it? Third overall pick, and he's, flamed out. I've seen good things about Kool-Aid, so... Let's see what happens. But
flamed out? He never flamed in the first place, did he, Jeff Okuda?
I just realised there's the wide receiver that's not even on John's list. Xavier Leggett. That's a great name for a wide receiver.
Name. He's apparently going to go 33rd to the Panthers.
Or 32nd to the Chiefs.
I've got the Panthers pick. He's not going
33rd. Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver, speaking of which. Jim?
Adonai.
It'll be what I fucking call him. Adam Mitchell, how do you feel about Adam?
Adam is a good pick for the Ravens. I think he'll fit in well there. Physical wide receiver. You know, they've got some pace, but they haven't got that kind of guy who's going to not so much stretch the field, but kind of go up for those high catches.
So then, to your Broncos pick, tell me why Bo Nix in reality rated ahead of Penix Jr., Rattler, etc., but behind McCarthy. So there was a point last year, or maybe the end of the year before, where Bo Nix was like, this guy is going to be number one. And now, at best, he's rated as the fifth best quarterback. Why? What is the drop on him?
I'm going to read you from PFF here when they talk about him. As a passer, he's accurate, out of structure. He gets in trouble due to his footwork, and his feet are not as light as they could be. His knack for avoiding negative plays, including sacks, is top of the class. That is going to appeal to Sean Payton. He is similar to Drew Brees in that he is accurate. He can throw off. He can throw off center. He's the perfect kind of prototype quarterback for Sean Payton's scheme. So, like I said before, even if he's at 12, I could see the Broncos drafting him there.
I like it. John, you rounded out the draft for the Chiefs with Ladd McConkey at wide receiver. As we said, possible replacement for Rashee Rice when he finally gets in trouble properly, which seems inevitable at this point.
They're setting a multiple game ban, aren't they?
Yeah. So, happy with that selection, no doubt. Who have we missed? Who would we be most disappointed on the night to not see drafted?
Tyler Guyton could have gone as well.
Chop Robinson,
I think.
They're probably the
two, aren't they?
Yeah.
Need we discuss the biggest stretch in the draft this year?
Yeah, we already have, I think.
Of a pick discrepancy of 150 places.
Chris Braswell was also quite a high
discrepancy. Yeah, 39 places out, yeah.
So there's 189 places out between the two of them.
Apart like from it. That, no.
Yeah.
We're in, you know, there's nothing over 10, is there?
No. You know, it's all within a respectable window for the most part.
And we have traded around all over the place as well, haven't we? So, well, a little bit.
I still think there'll be more trades in the actual draft.
Yeah, I do too. I think there'll be 7 or 8 at least in the first round this year. I think it'll be quite a big moving draft on the day. It's been quite quiet up to this point. So I feel it's coming.
Well, I think everyone's trying to keep their powder dry, cards to their chest, aren't they? So...
We could see players like Brandon Ayuk and T. Higgins go during the draft.
Yeah.
I would not be surprised. I think, and I know the draft we made between the Broncos and 49ers.
Yeah.
I think the 49ers do want to try and get up further in the draft, and that is ammunition for them to do that.
Yeah, you can only keep Debo, Ayuk, and
Kittle
happy together. There's another one of your wide receiver weapons. Another one of your wide receivers. But anyway, you can only keep that many talented players happy with minimal receptions.
You pay them as well.
This is the thing.
We can get away with it because we've got Purdy.
Yeah.
It's the only reason.
We get away with it as well because of Shanahan's
play
calling and, you know, decent offense. But
I think they'll pay Ayuk. I think they'll keep him.
I'm not so sure. I think a tackle is the absolute right thing they'll do. Either right tackle or replacement for Trent Williams at a left tackle because he's getting on a bit.
Does anybody have anything else I'd like to bring to the table before I bring the 2024 draft to a close? I'm going to take that as a no.
I'd like to go back and figure out if Joe Milton III is the biggest reach we've ever had.
Well, that we can look at. I suspect not.
Hakeem Butler.
Will Greer.
Will Greer wasn't that bad a reach
Will
on
Greer
the day.
Will Greer was a third round talent, wasn't he?
Will Levis, did you take him as well?
No, I didn't take Lewis, sir.
No, Hakeem Butler.
Kiki Coochie was pretty.
Yeah, that might be the one. There's a running thing with these picks. He's just over there.
You fucking did take Will Levis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have to remember, like, Will Levis.
For the Buccaneers.
How bad was that pick?
I mean, he went in the second round, at the top of the second round. So he took him 19th overall last year.
Oh, that's not terrible.
So it wasn't terrible.
I say, the night before the draft, he was second. He was second favorite to go.
The Hakeem Butler one might be the one, or Kiki Coochie. That was another one.
I think there was a lot of who. With
Kiki Coochie held the rookie record for receptions in a game.
Yeah, yeah.
Before it was taken by
Jefferson.
Nico Collins, or something, Tank Dell or something ridiculous.
this season.
Yeah,
what a good weapon he's going to be.
He broke his leg.
I wasn't drafting on name.
During the draft of 2018, when he took Kiki Coochie, was that 26th overall? Paul said, you want someone that can get downfield and offer Cam a deep threat. I wasn't drafting on name.
Or sense.
Where did he actually go?
I think third or fourth round.
Third round.
There's a lot of assuredness, like you all know that he went in the third round. I have no idea at all where he went, but I'm sure we can look that up. If there's nothing further to add, I'm going to bring the draft to a close. I'm just waiting for...
the DC Defenders.
Is that where he's at now?
Yeah.
Were you drafting for the DC Defenders? What position was he taking? Come on.
Hang on.
It'll be there.
Fourth round. 103. So no, that wouldn't be as
bad as Joe Milton. I think that might be the one.
What's the name of the backup at Tennessee? Malik.
Willis.
Oh, Malik Willis.
I drafted him early. I think I drafted him sick.
Christ. Yeah, but he went at least in the first round or maybe the second round.
That
second
thing round. Just literally blew the whole thing apart.
Yeah, really.
Like the fact that you traded up for him and then it was all over the place. And then I was like, yeah, just messed. I totally messed with my mind. I was like,
"Yeah, yeah." You took Malik Willis sixth.
I like fucking the Panthers, don't I?
Yeah. Jesus Christ! Right, with that in mind, it is the end of the draft and a successfully completed one for the most part. Joe Milton aside, so thank you, gentlemen, for your participation. We'll be back in a couple of weeks, I would guess, to go over the actual draft and see just how wrong you were.
Doesn't matter. We're not being right.
We're not trying to predict it.
No, yeah. No, we're not trying to predict it.
This isn't a prediction.
But when he's an undrafted free agent at the end of the at the end of the 3 days, we will chuckle to ourselves.
It may come up year after year.
Absolutely. Right. Thank you and good night.